the reality is if we're having fun and we're playing and we're aligned with that, then every single aspect of everything that we do is going to be such an amazing gift. And it's going to be filled with abundance and success and happiness when you're really aligned with your gifts. And just, I always say it's my daily practice mm-hmm. to just have fun with everything that I do.
Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of The Bliss Project, three-time fitness world champion, fitness expert, and cover model turned self-love junkie, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a thought that will help you bust through your fears, connect to your soul, and get focused and clear so you can elevate your life, business, and relationships. We don't wait until we're ready for someone to tell us we're good enough. We take what we want and we anoint ourselves. Get ready to earn, own, and unapologetically rock your happiness every single day. Are you with me? Here we go. Hey everyone, welcome back to the show. And it is time for another quickie because there's always time to fit in inspiration. And today you are so, so lucky because I have a guest on this quickie. And normally I do quickies alone. I mean, it sounds like we're just getting crazy up in here. Normally I do my quickies alone, but I have somebody with me. I have Jen Kennedy with me, and I'm so excited because Jen, we have met in like the craziest of ways. Like you have been like intertwined in my life in so many cool ways. And now we're colliding on the podcast. So Welcome to the show.
I love it. I love it. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so always here for a quickie, you know?
So you know what? They're the best. It's like no stress. You don't really even have to schedule it. It's just like yeah, throw it in for 20 minutes.
You're good. You're yeah,
exactly. All right. We're getting somewhere. Okay. So with that said, I would love for you to give a quick intro of yourself.
I love it. Yes. Well, I'm super, super grateful to be here. My name is Jen, as you said, and I'm an entrepreneur, a coach, a speaker, and the CEO of Impact to Income. And about, gosh, only Lori, you came into my life about 2 years ago through your podcast. Mm. And I genuinely at the time did not know what an entrepreneur was. I knew that you called yourself an entrepreneur on your podcast, but I was like, huh, I don't know what that word means.
I
simply became an entrepreneur by helping people. I was a teacher for 8 years. I actually was an inspiring principal. I was going back to school, 2 postgraduate degrees in leadership and administration. And my goal was to just help people. And the only way in which I knew how to help people was to become a principal, because you can help more than just a classroom of children. And I stumbled into this entrepreneurship world that you were speaking so highly of as I started helping women lose weight. Like I had gone through my own weight loss journey and my own, you know, self-love journey, if you will, and finally said goodbye to all of the ties, the emotional ties that we have with food as a woman. And I just literally started helping people at my gym. People would come to me to ask for help and I would just help. And before I knew it, I had a business. I walked up to my husband. I was like, hey, I think I need to form like an LLC because people are paying me to help them. He's like, yeah, yep, you have a business. And so just like that, I grew this nutrition business super quick. Like within 6 months, I grew a business extremely quick and I closed the door to my 8-year career as a teacher and an inspiring principal. And now just over a year later, I've pivoted in my business. I took nutrition coaching into business mentoring because about 5-6 months ago, I just saw so many online coaches struggling with making money and making the impact that they were meant to make in this world. And so I created Impact Income. And now I get to teach mentors and online coaches and entrepreneurs how to grow their impact, scale their income as a result, and then live the life they dream of. And that's what I get to do right now.
And you guys can do that too, just like that.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I always say that like you and I have something in common where we're from Michigan and in the Midwest, what I'm doing right now is not normal. And I always tell people that this is possible for anyone, any single person who has this drive to do something more with their life. Like if I would have known that this is where I was at just 2 years ago, I would have called you crazy. But I've just continuously, I have built my mindset. I always say I build my mindset to be more and more bulletproof every day. Mm. I have such a relentless drive to just help people. And then I just have this daily practice to simply just have more fun. And I think that anyone can be exactly where I'm at right now.
I totally agree. And I think there are some big things that need to be implemented to get there because there's a lot of changes that need to go down, but it's kind of crazy because once you're in it, they're happening like in a big way more than you even realize. And we'll get into that. Mm-hmm. That's like very like high level. We're going to dig deep into kind of what actually got you into this place in just 2 years, literally mm-hmm. two. So only 2 years ago, you were on a yeah. completely different path. People have no idea how much their life can change in 1 year when you yeah. change some very large pieces. Mm-hmm. So it's challenging, but it's also really doable. So we're going to talk about those different things that you did. And what's really cool too, Jen, is also I got intro to you because I kept on seeing these like freaking amazing pictures come up of you and a bunch of other women doing going through my book. So yeah. using it as a book club. Oh, and yeah. you guys would always tag me in like these epic photos of all of these incredible women, like having brunch together and doing the book yeah. together. Or like, I don't know, just looking amazing together. I was like, who are these girls? Like, I want to be in this crew. Like, I'm not even kidding you. I was like, I want to be friends with them. And they're all from Michigan. I'm from Michigan.
Yeah.
I can be friends with them. So you got introed to the book. You started, oh, yeah. you guys like developed your own tribe. Did you guys know each other before that?
No. So okay. one of the girls, Kat, who I know has been on your podcast before, I had met her like 3 weeks before she texted me to be a part of the book club. And it was one of those things where I was terrified. So, you know, I was an entrepreneur, but I didn't know I was an entrepreneur. I was helping people. And she texted me, said, hey, I think you'd be a great fit. There's this, you know, three girls in you, like the four of us. And she's like, let's dive in and go through this book. And I had been wanting to get your book because I was listening to your podcast. And it was so scary. It was the scariest thing because I only knew her and I didn't know her for more than a couple weeks. And my gut was like, no, you have to do this. Because if you really want to change, if you really want this life that you see as possible, because you do, you see it on Instagram, it's possible, right? You see people that have built this business, it's possible.
If it's on Instagram, it's real.
It has to be real. It's like completely right. real. So I was like, if I want this, I have to force myself to be in different groups. I have mm-hmm. to surround myself with a tribe of women or men, but at this point it was women who are going to force me to up level and we're going to have different conversations. We're going to talk about different things. We're going to dive deep into areas of life and of business that I wouldn't dive deep with anyone else. And that book, it was step number one, truly to this journey in which I like to call entrepreneurship.
Oh man, thank you for sharing that. And I'm obsessed that it was with that book because that's exactly what I envisioned for the book. Yeah. And I know you guys created, all of you have done such epic things like together from that. So we'll kind of dive into that there because we have five things that entrepreneurs need to do or mm-hmm. soon to be entrepreneurs or want to be entrepreneurs need to be doing to make sure that they are up-leveling to become an entrepreneur and also up-leveling in their business. So this is for people, if you are an entrepreneur already, this is always, always important. Or if you have that business that you are going to be starting and you will be starting it, you will. It's going to be happening. So let's start with number one, because another thing is I know that you have been in our Fast Foundations for two rounds, which Fast Foundations is a mastermind that lasts 5 months. Now we do 6 months, but it lasts 5 months. And essentially we are gathering people just like you together who have an online business or who want to launch their online business and idea. And make money from it. So I would love to know before we go into number one, if you could share just a tiny bit about your success story as well. And I think that'll be a great segue into our number one. So you came in, you have done two rounds. So you've essentially been with us for 1 year. So when you came in, where were you at? And then what happened?
Yeah. So a year ago, I was still in my nutrition coaching business and I only had one revenue stream. I only knew how to work with people in one way, which was one-on-one coaching. And I came into the mastermind with the intention of, I want to bring in a new revenue stream. Because at the time, I honestly felt like a coaching service and I didn't feel like a strong, sustainable, scalable business, if that makes sense. And so I came
Why is that? Time for money or?
I was constantly trading time. The only way in which I was making money was trading my time for money. And so actually when I came to the first mastermind, Lori, it was in West Hollywood. And I was actually extremely stressed out because I could not fathom that I was going to take 3 days off of work.
Yeah.
I was like, how is all of it going to get done? My business is going to fall apart if I'm not in it. And it was just constantly trading time for money. And it was so exhausting. Mm-hmm. But also like, I've got big goals. I think we all need huge goals. Like, huge goals in this world. And I couldn't reach them only trading time for money. I knew it wasn't possible. I had listened. I had learned a lot from mentors and from just different sources. And I was like, this isn't a way to be strong and scalable. And so I came in with that mindset. So at that point in time, about a year ago, I just hit six figures in my business. I was like, yes, I did it. You know, like I made it. I've got my first big milestone. And then after being in for not one round, but two rounds, not only did I have the ability to impact more people because of the strategies and the skills and the tools that I learned, but in this moment, we've done a complete pivot in the business, which was one of the reasons why I joined again. And at this point in time, if we're going to look at like the monetary value, we are just about to hit $500,000 in our business in just that 1 year of being in Fast Foundations.
That is literally insane.
Yes.
It's insane, but also I've watched all of the inner work you've done. I've watched how you've utilized every single thing in the mastermind. I've watched how you've utilized people. I've watched how you've like shown up not only for yourself, but you've shown up for other people, which I think is also a huge part of business that people forget about. Like whenever I'm feeling sorry for myself, I'm like, you jackass, go help someone.
Yeah,
like,
so true.
What are you like?
Help?
Exactly. Otherwise it's like you go down this weird, like pity party spiral, which usually just ends up, we all know where it ends up, on Instagram, comparing yourself and then eating a whole lot of food. I don't know if that's everyone. That's just me. But
no, that's me too. A lot of sugar and like, yeah, even some, maybe some tequila or champagne.
Oh, for sure. It's just not, it's not
champagne in a good way. Not like celebrating champagne.
No, the
like,
bad kind where you're not even really like enjoying it. You're just like trying to wash down your bag of Doritos. Yeah, been there. Doritos aren't really even my food of choice. If I'm being honest, it's going to be a whole sourdough loaf, which is looks really bizarre because I'll just be on the couch 100%. Eating the inside of the sourdough
pizza,
loaf.
You just call it pizza. Night.
Pizza. Yes, pizza. Yeah. Okay. So
we don't have time for that anymore. With,
I know, but wasn't that fun? So with that said, number one, we have created these five things that as a wannabe entrepreneur, which I think you're all an entrepreneur if you're listening to this, or an entrepreneur who's wanting to scale their business, just like you were. You had hit this milestone. You were kind of like, whoa, this is crazy. What do I even do next? I need people. So number one, we had talked about being how important your tribe is, your environment, the people around you. So tell me about what happened when this started to change, or when you really had the realization that you needed to change the people up around you, especially with the mastermind.
Yeah. I mean, when I really think about every single time that I've transformed or like up-leveled, and when I say transform, it's like those moments where it's literally changing the trajectory of your life and your business. Like those are huge moments. And when I think about every moment just over the past 2 years, when I really started the entrepreneur journey, the reason that the trajectory changed is because of the people that were in my life, the tribes that were in my life. The first one was because of your book. The second one was because of the mastermind. The third one was because of the next mastermind. The fourth one was because of another thing that I invested in. Mm. It's just the constant need that if we really want to change and up level, we have to look at who we surround ourselves with. And people say it all the time, right? Like you are the five people that you surround yourself with, you know, like joining, get in the room, join these masterminds, whatever it is. But it's so true. Like I personally, and I think you'd agree too, Lori, like I can't change if I'm sitting in the same exact environment, having the same exact conversations over and over and over and over again. I need to be in a place where a container of some sort, whether it's a book club or a mastermind, where I'm having conversations that are forcing me to think differently, that are forcing me to act differently and forcing me to just show up as a different, like, better version of myself. And so number one is 100% like find your tribe, and that tribe's going to change. It might not, but it's probably going to change. Mm-hmm. That community is going to change. And that's why it was a no-brainer for me to join Fast Foundations a second time. Cause I was like, look at how much I've accomplished right now. Of course I'm doing it again. Of course I need that tribe. I need to up level again because it's so crucial for your success.
Before we get started, it's time to make ship happen. Yes, I said ship. You guys, in this ever-changing world, we are buying more stuff online than ever. And I'm telling you, this new delivery culture is the new wave, and you need to be ready, especially if your business is like mine. Whether it's masterminds or events or my new company, I'm telling you, we are a shipping station. So whether you're selling online, getting a lot of orders out fast can be tough. How do you keep track of everything? Who should you use? Are you getting the best rates? That's the biggest one. That's why you need ShipStation.com. It is the fastest, easiest, And let's talk about the most affordable way to manage and ship your orders. You guys, it's just a few clips and you'll be managing your orders, printing out labels, and getting your product to happy customers. So ShipStation is gonna make this so much easier for you. And I'm telling you, I love saving money on shipping costs. And number one, keeping customers happy. So no matter where you're selling, maybe it's Amazon, maybe you have an Etsy site, your own website, whatever that is, ShipStation brings all your orders into one simple interface. It makes it really easy to manage from any device. You guys, we could do this business from your cell phone. You can be managing all your shipping from your phone. How amazing is that? I am all about freedom in your business. So they work with all major carriers, including USPS, FedEx, UPS, and even Amazon Fulfillment. So it's the number one choice of online sellers, and you're going to see why. So let's talk about it right now because you're my listener and I love you and I want you to get the best rates. ShipStation, you'll get ShipStation for free for 60 days when you use offer code HAPPY, H-A-P-P-Y. Make sure your business is ready to meet the demands of this new delivery culture. So click on the microphone at the top of the homepage and type in HAPPY, H-A-P-P-Y. That's ShipStation.com. Then enter the offer code HAPPY, ShipStation.com. And the offer code is HAPPY. Let's make it happen, you guys. I can't wait for you to try this. And it's going to be so good to save that money. Oh man. I mean, like I 1,000,000% right there with you. All the different things I've done have been so uncomfortable because you are not yet the person for a lot of these people that you're meeting. You almost feel like, oh my God, I'm going to disappoint them. Or, oh God, I have to do this thing in order to show up and like be held. Like they're holding me so accountable. I almost, sometimes when I'm in the place that I need to be, I can feel this feeling of like, all I want to do is retreat and seek comfort, but I know that that is what is keeping me small and making me unhappy. So can you tell me a little bit about like the different times in your life? I know that you said, even with the book, like you were like, oh my God, this is, I know that I have to be around these people in order to up level, but what does it feel like? Like actually describe the actual feeling before you get on the Zoom, before you go to the book club, before you go to the mastermind, and then when you're in the room.
Yeah. So it doesn't ever go away. It's the same feeling. It's like almost like anxious. Like it's like your belly, you get that nervous belly, you get that anxiousness. It's the questioning. Is this really for me? Should I really be doing this? Like they're huge imposter, huge fraud of like, I don't think I'm meant to be here. I think that I shouldn't have done this. Like it's constant. It's been there every single time. And it's like the heart is racing. I get the nervous belly and I almost get like the, if I talk, like my voice gets a little like shaky, like a little nervous. And it's every single time. It doesn't stop. And now it's happened so much that now I'm like, okay, this is a sign that this is where you're supposed to be. In the beginning, it wasn't like that. In the beginning, I just felt like I made a commitment. I have to show up because I told them I was going to. Yep. And now it's like, no. This is here because it's a sign that this is exactly where you need to be because we don't grow in our comfort zone. Like we don't. If things are comfortable and they're safe, we don't grow. We grow when we have that feeling of like uncertainty or questioning or almost like fear. And when we take that leap and we actually step into that person and step into that room and step into that environment, like that's where the growth truly does happen. And it doesn't get easier, but and most people feel that feeling and it's like, oh no, I'm out. Like I can't do this. I'm out. But the reality is like, that's the sign that that's exactly where you're supposed to be. It's seriously unease. It's like unease and questioning.
Oh, it is. And I just want, if you could just reiterate for them, like even when you're into it, like when I've been in masterminds, it can be day one and the whole day I can feel awful and be like, I feel like I don't belong here. This is so uncomfortable. Like I'm not clicking with people or maybe like it's just like, you don't want to stay after and talk to people or you don't want to show up on the Zooms or is that just me or is that, because I know some people aren't like that. Like some are so extroverted, they loved it. But I do remember going around the room every single meeting, whether it's on Zoom or in person. And like people typically say like, I'm so uncomfortable. Like I would just rather not be here. Like maybe this isn't for me. I want to go home. Like that is a very real thing.
Oh gosh. Yeah. Yeah. You're right. It doesn't go away. Like day one, you can be like, your adrenaline can kick in. You're just kind of excited. And then day two, you wake up and you're like, you know what? Maybe I'll skip the morning. Maybe I have something. But then also knowing, like, if I skip the morning, somebody would say something and they'd call me out. So maybe I shouldn't. Mm-hmm. It doesn't really stop. And that's just, it's because it's something new. It's something mm-hmm. brand new, and it's this brand new environment and these brand new conversations and this brand new learning. And your brain wants to keep you safe. And so it's like, no, that's not for you. Stay backward. That's not for you. And the reality is when your brain's trying to keep you safe, it's typically something that you need to dive into and do.
Oh my God. So true. And then, okay, so let's talk, because there's a whole other layer to this also that I found, because when we like have our first in-person meetings, and when I've been in masterminds, you have your first like in-person or Zoom, whatever that looks like. When you first start showing up and you hold yourself accountable, all of a sudden, you know, all these people, and you just stated what you want to do to them. Like, you say your goals, you say who you know you're supposed to be out loud to these people. You're shaking because you're like, whoa, I just shared like my very inner like truth of what I know I'm supposed to be doing, and I'm not showing up in that way yet. And I just became accountable to people. And yeah, all of a sudden that can feel like a pressure, and you can start to compare yourself. And then when you go to meet again, you can want to hide again, even though you're like, yeah, well, okay, now I know these people, I'm getting more comfortable. It's weird, because at the same time that you're getting more comfortable, you're also now starting to feel pressure of accountability. And sometimes the second time you meet on Zoom or in person or whatever that is, like the second time you have to show up mm-hmm. with them or for them, can like, we will notice that some people won't show up. We will notice yeah. that some people will say, I almost didn't come, or I talked myself out of it. Or it's like the second wave of once mm-hmm. you decide. Did you have that at all?
Mm-hmm. Or not as much? Like not as much mm-hmm. because truly, like, you and Chris are like, I consider you guys very close mentors. And so truly, if I didn't show up, I would feel like I was letting you guys down. And like, I just can't do that. Like, you guys have saved my life, so I wouldn't do that. But however, I have had a lot of conversations with people that are in that boat of like, yeah, like I had this come up, and I'm like, no, you didn't. You didn't have anything come up. Like, that's not true. Because there is that level of like, a lot of us have a hard time just even keeping ourselves accountable. And then you throw somebody else in the mix that genuinely cares about you, your success, and your business. And it's almost like, okay, let me just bow out. Like, let me just go out the back door. Let me just bow out, because this doesn't feel safe either. And the question that I would always go back to is, well, why did you get in the room in the first place? Why did you sign up in the first place? What was your reason for being here? Because I strongly believe that we are all here, entrepreneurs. We are here to make an impact in this world. We are here to completely like live in our true personal and financial power and live this life that we dream of. And if you go back to your why, and you go back to the people that you're impacting, the business that you're going to be growing, the impact that business is going to have, and then your why for your personal self, it's like, why would you not show up for that? Yeah, that's gonna force you in uncomfortable conversations and uncomfortable, you know, Zoom meetings, and you might feel anxious, but like, go back to your why, and it's gonna guide you every single time. And so I would always challenge people just to go back to that. Why are you here to begin with? Like, if you're not coming in this room because you're a little worried, then who are you not able to impact in the world? Because the world needs you.
Oh my God, so good. So number one, being tribe, and the importance of accountability, and the importance mm-hmm. of being in the uncomfortable rooms or you're not going to grow, the importance of seeing it done, right? Like literally yeah. already having seen it done, which we'll talk about in a bit. But number two, if you can help people, you have a business. Let's talk mm-hmm. about this one.
Yeah. This was when I realized I could have a business, was this right here. And I say this all the time, is that if you can help people, truly, if you have a problem that you're solving, if people in the world have this problem and you can solve it through a system, through a process, through a program, through one-on-one coaching, whatever you decide, then you have a business. If you can solve people's problems and make people's lives better, you have a business. And so whether you want to help people lose weight, or you want to help people grow their business, or you want to help people in their relationships, whatever it is, like, believe it or not, you actually have a business, and you can take the leap, and you can grow this business, and you can help people, and you can make the income that comes with that.
Oh my God, I love it. And as you were saying that, all I could think of was that Vanilla Ice line where he's like, if you have a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Because you actually said that word for word. I don't know if you realized it, but we're just going to Vanilla Ice our business.
Rapper inside of me.
Oh, there certainly is. It's coming up. Okay. So number two, I love that. If you can help people, you have a business. So many people mm-hmm. don't realize it yet. It's often the people who are like, helping people left and right who are freaking exhausted going, wait a minute, like, what am I doing? I'm not making any money, but I'm helping everyone. We need to get out of our own way, stop being a martyr, and actually create a business out of it so you can have those people pay you. Right?
Yes, 100%. And I think that, especially as women, and men are like this too, believe it or not, it's just us as humans, we are kind of told that we just should help people and that's just what we should do and that's the life we should live. But the reality is, and that's why my business is Impact Income, if we're impacting people's lives, if we're changing their lives, then the reality is the income gets to match that. I think where people get disconnected is when their impact is high, but their income is low. Yes. There's this huge disconnect. And you start to feel resentful and you start to feel bitter and just angry and frustrated because you're not getting the energetic exchange of the income that comes with that impact.
Yeah. And you can't keep that up. It's not sustainable. No. So it's actually not helping anyone when you are exhausted and you're not making money from it. Because when the money starts to come in, money is just a massive energetic support in more ways than you can possibly fathom. And I know that we are all right with our money and our energy up in here. Okay. Number three. Strategy, like asking and also asking for what you need. So a lot in the mastermind, a lot of people come for, obviously they're like, okay, I can help people, but what is like, how do I even get this started? Mm-hmm. And something that I saw you do so beautifully is, ask for what you need. Like you have to show up and you have to ask. Cause we've had people who have been like, wait a minute, I'm like not getting the same thing out of the mastermind that this person is. And it's like, they're utilizing all of the things that a mastermind is. So you were willing to ask, and not just that, like, you know, a mastermind is an equal energy exchange. So if you're asking and getting what you need, you are also helping people. So can you explain a little bit about making sure you're asking for what you need?
Yeah. So there's a couple points to that. Number one is that like, you can't expect that you're going to get anything if you don't ask. We just aren't like every time that I went into the mastermind, I had an intention, you know, my intention is this, and I'm going to get everything that I need in order to make this happen. So that is really important. But then also is knowing that you get to find people who have aspects of what you want in your life and in your business, and you get to utilize them as resources. That's the most amazing thing about a mastermind is not only was I coached by you, by Chris, by Nick, and by really all of Team Harder when I needed something, I also could look in the room and say, okay, oh, you have this, you've done this before. Hey, could we chat about this? But then also know that if I'm going to ask for something, I get to give something. Like, what do you need from me? How can I help? How can I support? And so really making sure that the energetic exchange is always there, but always asking for what it is that you need. You have to come prepared and know, I need this. I'm really, really, really feeling weak in this area. And you guys, admitting a weakness or admitting that you don't know something, that's strength. That's like strength 101. And so coming in and just saying, hey, I only have one revenue stream and I feel really lost and I'm trading time for money and I'm so burnt out and exhausted. This is what I do. Does anyone have any ideas? Can anyone support me with this? And by asking that and by admitting that and being vulnerable, I got everything that I needed and more. And the other aspect of that as an entrepreneur is typically when you're trying to up level and you're trying to scale to a new level and do things differently, you don't know what you don't know. And so coming into a mastermind or an experience with an open mind and listening to every single person's question and saying, wait a second, I can find something in that question that's going to be for me. Or listening to every single guest, every single thing that they're saying. And if you miss a call, you're watching the recording because you don't know what you don't know on top of all of it. And so asking for help, finding those people who can help you, equal exchange of energy, and just being open to receiving everything is how I scaled so quickly. And it's how you guys can scale so quickly. I think the biggest question that people ask me is, what's realistic? So I want to hit, you know, this much in the business. Is that realistic? It's only realistic if you say it's realistic.
Right.
Like, that's at the end of it. And so when you're in the room and you're asking, you're finding these people and you're asking for help and you're getting what it is that you need and the things that you don't even know that you need, that's how you scale super quick and you're able to make your impact and the income that it is that you want to make.
Oh, I love that. So many things that you said, but one of the biggest things is like your decision to decide what was for you. Like there's so many times we get in the way of like, you know, as far as you just said, like decide what's realistic for you. It's really deciding what you want and being like, everything that I do and think from here on out is going to be aligned with that. Because we talk about this a lot in Fast Foundations. It's like, we find people are afraid to shoot for, you know, the stars. And it's like, no, shoot for the stars because you land on the moon. Like, so even if you're not going to reach the stars, you're still meeting something higher than you would meet setting these low expectations. Like, we have to stop like putting the ceiling on ourselves. And I think something really beautiful, if you can stay away from the comparison game, is to use it as proof. Like, instead of comparing in there, we try to call it proof, because it's like, wait, this is proof that you can do it too. Like, because of this person's success, because of Jen's success, like, this is proof that you could do this too. You just have to believe that, and you have to get out of your own way and like look for where the resistance is. Like, all the time we are the resistance. So, okay, I love that so much. Okay, we are going to go into number four. And you talked a lot about like staying in your own gifts and having fun, like trying, stop talking about comparison, like staying out of comparison and really trying to stay in your own gifts and not comparing like, well, they did this, maybe I should do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We all have God-given gifts, whether you want to call it God-given gifts, universe-given gifts, or just, you want to just think that you have gifts that you created. It doesn't matter. You have gifts. We all have gifts. And so the entire last round of the mastermind, I asked myself every single day and through the pivot and everything, what are my God-given gifts and who needs them at this time? And that was just it. Because the reality is I have my own God-given gifts. You have your own God-given gifts. Chris has his own God-given gifts. Everyone's are different. And while it's cool to say, wow, so she did it, I could do it too. It's like, well, what, in what way should I do it? I call it intuitive strategy, and what I teach in the academy that I run. And it's, here's the strategy that can work. Here's how marketing can work. Here's how this can work. But tuning it inward and asking, well, how can I incorporate my gifts and my strengths into this so that it actually is proven to work for me and not just another thing that I learned from a book. And with that is playing and having more fun. Like, we're all adults. We are all choosing this entrepreneur life. And I love that you said earlier, if you're listening, I have a feeling you're going to choose the entrepreneurial life if you didn't already very, very quickly, because you wouldn't be listening if you didn't want to. But like, the reality of having an online or having a business at all is that we get to incorporate our life into it, and we get to build our life and then build our business around it. And a huge aspect of that is just playing and having fun. Like, we often just go through life and just like, yeah, we check the box, and we put our self-worth in things that really don't matter. And the reality is if we're having fun and we're playing and we're aligned with that, then every single aspect of everything that we do is going to be such an amazing gift. And it's going to be filled with abundance and success and happiness when you're really aligned with your gifts. And just, I always say it's my daily practice to just have fun with everything that I do.
Amen. Like, and if fun is not your North Star, which I actually think it's a lot of people's, they've just forgotten, because we were all kids once and we all enjoyed playing. I don't know a kid who doesn't enjoy playing in some way. It's like, how can I make this more enjoyable? How can I make this more fun? Otherwise, I got to be honest, I have gone through different, you know, it's, you go through phases as an entrepreneur, and it's like, I've gone through full on years where I'm not excited to get up in the morning because I've created a life of doing a lot of things that I don't like in a not very enjoyable way. Now, it doesn't mean that I stopped doing all of those things. It means that I found a way to make a lot of those things more enjoyable, and I got rid of the other half. So it's kind of like always assessing and asking those questions. And speaking of, I think this goes perfectly into number five. You talked about the importance of having a flexible plan and always looking for the next level.
Yeah. So we like type A, like I think a lot of entrepreneurs are type A, right? So we have this plan and this plan has to work. But the reality is we have to be flexible with that plan, because the real truth, you guys, is that it's not our plan. It's a higher order, whatever you want to call it, plan. And so we have to be very flexible with that and just be open to it changing. But then the other aspect of that is every new level that you get to, you have new needs. You're a different version of yourself. You said this, I think, at Bliss last year, Lori, new level, new devil. Like, that's just the reality. There's going to be a new issue that's waiting for you. And so always making sure that whatever new level you get to in your life, in your business, you're seeking mentors and support at that new level. So you hit one level, and if you're not getting anything from that current mentor anymore, you've kind of outgrown something, then you always seek to be at that next level, because it's so easy to get complacent, to be like, yep, so I hit $500,000 and now we're just going to coast the rest of the year, and to try to lose that momentum and to lose your North Star of fun. But when you are constantly seeking out that new level of support and that new mentor and that new learning, then you're always going to be continuously up-leveling, and you're always going to be stepping more and more into the person and the entrepreneur that you're meant to be.
So good, Jen. I could literally talk to you all day long. So grateful for you. This has been amazing. The five things that entrepreneurs need to be doing right now. So incredible. So what I would love is for you to tell us where we can find you and follow you.
Yeah. So I am the Jen Kennedy on Instagram, and you can follow me there. I'm there all the time. And we have a freebie that you can jump in on if you want to learn how to, one of my favorite things to do, speaking of having more fun, is to like just be on Instagram stories. I think it's the best way that we can connect with anyone and everyone. And so there will be a link in the bio if you really want to learn how to crush your Instagram stories, sell from Instagram, and really just grow your business more on Instagram.
Yay. I love that so much. And you guys, of course, we are also chatting all about Fast Foundations. So if you want to check that out, which Jen, I like, it has been so much fun having you in Fast Foundations, like literally straight from like just our journey from having you in my life from the book to now. Mm-hmm. And I can't wait to see what is in your future. I know it's going to be absolutely massive and you help so many people. Everyone who's ever worked with you has like been so obsessed. So you guys, if you also want to go through what Jen has gone through for the past year, she's done two rounds of Fast Foundations. We are enrolling right now and that is at fastfoundations.com. You can go and check that out. And thank you for sharing your journey and your experience and just being along the ride with us and trusting us. I'm so grateful.
I'm so grateful for you. Thank you so much for having me, Lori.
Absolutely. You guys, if you loved this episode, the biggest thing that you could do for our guest, Jen, is to tag her, tag myself, and let us know what your biggest takeaway was from this podcast. It's like the coolest gift as a guest to be able to be like, oh, cool. I made that impact. That's freaking amazing. And so that we can see who's actually listening to the show. So you guys make sure you tag at the Jen Kennedy and at Lori Harder and let us know what your biggest takeaway was. And until next time, earn your happy. Bye, everyone.
Thank you guys so much for spending this time with me on the Earn Your Happy podcast. I am so glad that you stopped by. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing and we would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes and leaving us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would really help us out on our journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, don't forget to earn your happy. Thanks again, guys. Bye-bye.